The next section of the Shvilei Pinchas and Purim, which are several drashos, several ma'amarim on Parsha Zachor. Parsha Zachor will not actually be this Shabbos; it'll be next Shabbos because Parsha Zachor is always read right before Purim. We want to try to understand today why that is. Okay, so we have five drashos from the Shvilei Pinchas or Pinchas Friedman on Yishenechlas Adam Marim B'Simcha, and now we're going to have five drashos on Parsha Zachor, which is really just. It's shava lechol nefesh, shava lechol zman, because it's really just about what is a malik, what does a malik have to do with Klal Yisrael in general, what does a malik have to do with Klal Yisrael and Purim in particular. Okay, so let's begin. Take a look at source number one. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Megillah Chavtesim and Aleph, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Korin Parshas Shkal. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, that Shabbos is also Parshas Shkal. Chalios b'socha Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, makdimin l'sha'avar. Then when do we do Parsha Shkalim? The Shabbos before, which is what we did this past Shabbos. This week will be Rosh Chodesh. What do we do the next Shabbos? Nothing. This Shabbos we don't have any special kriya. Mafsikin l'Shabbos acheres. Then we skip a week. Then b'shnia, when we get to the Shabbos right before Purim. The second of the Arba Parashios is Zachor. The third, says the Mishnah, is Parah Aduma. And the fourth is Parshas HaChodesh, HaChodesh HaZelechem, which we read right before Pesach. Okay? So there's a process, there's a progression right before Pesach, right before Chodesh Nisan. So there's a process of the Dalet Parashios. Okay? But we always want Parshas Zachor to fall out on the Shabbos right before Purim. What day of the week is Purim this year? It's on a Thursday. Okay, so the Shabbos before, which is not this Shabbos, but the following Shabbos, we will read Parshas Zachor. Why do we read Parshas Zachor right before Purim? So what does Zachor have to do? Zachor is about destroying Amalek. So it's very obvious what it has to do with Purim. It says Rashi over there in the Gemara, in the Mishnah Megillah. Rashi comments, source number two, Mafsikin l'Shabbos haba, we skip a Shabbos, Milomar Parshas Shnia, we make sure that what? If we need to have a blank week in the middle, it's fine. But the main thing is that we want Zachor to be right before Purim. Why? Kedei shetikra Parsha Zachor b'Shabbos hasmucha l'Purim. We want to read Parsha Zachor right before Purim. Why? Says Rashi, lismoch mechias Amalek v'mechias Haman. To talk about the downfall of Amalek in the Torah, and to talk about the downfall of maybe the greatest of Amalek's descendants, which was Haman. Okay? So there's an obvious theme of destroying Amalek in the Torah and destroying Amalek on Purim. Okay, Haman, killing Haman is basically a bechina of killing Amalek, because Haman is Ben Hamdasa, Hagagi, comes from Agag. Agag was the Melech of Amalek, and therefore killing Haman is killing Amalek. So we put together Parsha Zachor, remember what Amalek did to you in the Torah, and also we put that in the context of Purim, which is a battle against Amalek. Okay. But what's interesting is that the Torah, when we first encounter Amalek, where do we first encounter Amalek in the Torah? What parsha? Very end of what parsha? B'Shalach. Right? We're on our way to Kabbalah's Torah. The very end of parsha is B'Shalach. Shmos Perak Yud Zayin, we fight against Amalek. And the Tzaddikim and the Svarim HaKadoshim point out that there are hints to Purim already in parsha B'Shalach. For example, let's take a look. Let's read the Pesukim at the end of Parshas B'Shalach. Source number three. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Kisov zos zikaron basefer. Record this as a remembrance in a book. Visim ba'ozne Yehoshua. Ki macho emche ezecher amalek mitachas ha-shamayim. Vayiven Moshe mizbeach v'ikro ha-shamo Hashem nisi. Vayomer ki yad al kes ka. There's a hand on the kisei, on the throne of Hashem. Milcham al Hashem ba'amalek midor dor. And the battle against Amalek is raging in every generation. So first I'll tell you a remez that we once mentioned, that he doesn't write here, but I always think of it when I see this pasuk. We'll see in a second, the Gemara in Megillah is going to tell us that different phrases in this pasuk are hinting to different battles against Amalek. You know, let's see that Gemara first for a second. It's source number four. The Gemara in Megillah says that this pasuk, again, a pasuk in Chumash, in Parshas B'Shalach, is hinting to what? Is hinting to the battles against Amalek throughout all of Tanakh. Where do you see that? Says the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Zayin and Aleph. It's not all opinions who agree with this way of learning the pasuk. It's actually a machlokes tanayim in the Gemara, Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. But Rabbi Lazar Hamodai learns the pasuk as follows. The pasuk says, "Kisov zos, write this." Well, what's this? We're reading the Chumash. So you write this. You write about a malik in the Chumash. Mashakos of Khan, what's written here in Bishalach, uva Mishnah Torah and in Chumash Devarim. So Ksov Zos, write it here, write this, means write about a malik in the Torah. Two times in the Torah, once in Bishalach, and again in Kiseitze, the very end of Kiseitze. Okay. Then the pasuk says what? Zikaron, there should be a remembrance, Mashakosov Benevim. When it talks about battling a malik in Navi. And then lastly it says, B'sefer, what is B'sefer hint to B'sefer? B'sefer hints to what? Mashakosov B'megillah. Okay, so the Gemara breaks up the phrase in the puzzle. Look at it again. Ksov Zos, write it in the Torah. Zikaron, remember it in the Nevi'im. And B'sefer, write a Megillah. The Megillah has many halachos that are similar to a Sefer, meaning a Sefer Torah. The Gemara talks about that later in the Masechta. But the Megillah has certain halachos that parallel a Sefer. Mamash a Sefer Torah. Okay? So you see in this pasuk a hint to what? To Megillah. Now I'll go a half a step further. Because Ba Sefer actually hints to all the battles against the Malik. This is from a Sefer called Sifsei Chachamim of Maseches Megillah. And in the Sifsei Chachamim of Maseches Megillah, he says the gematria of Ba Sefer is, you tell me, Ba Sefer? 342. So Ba Sefer is 342. I remember, I learned this when I was in Wayo. I was learning Maseches Megillah 1 year before Purim. I went to the library, took out some Svarim of Maseches Megillah. One was the Sifsei Chachamim of Maseches Megillah. And he said this word. Ba Sefer is 342. Who was a Malik in each of those major battles? So a Malik in the Torah was a Malik. A Malik in the Navi was Agag, the king of a Malik who survived and should have been killed, but wasn't, was spared, allowed a Malik to rise again. And then, of course, in the Megillah, a Malik is Haman. So what's the gematria of a Malik plus Agag plus Haman? So Malik is 240. Agag, Aleph, Gimel, Gimel is 7. And Haman is 95. So what do you got? 342. Okay? So the three names of the major enemies of Amalek, Amalek themselves, right? Agag, who is king of Amalek, and then Haman, of course, who is the ultimate enemy of Klal Yisrael in the form of Amalek, is Gematria Basefer. Okay? But again, what the Gemara is learning it is that each of the phrases refers to a different aspect of relation with Amalek. Ksov Zos is the Chumash, Zikaron is the Navi, Basefer is the Megillah. So again, you see a hint, at least according to one of the Tanaim, you see a hint in our Psukim in Bishalach, you see a hint to Purim. Okay, but it goes much deeper than that. Much, much deeper than that. Tzadikim point out, the Vilna Gaon, we learned in the Vilna Gaon Shir, he had a similar remez, although it's brought a little bit differently here, and he doesn't, Rav Pinchas Friedman doesn't bring it b'shem anyone in particular, which leads me to believe that many tzaddikim had this remez. What does the pasuk say? Take a look between sources 4 and 5. Ki macho emcha es zecher amalek. Emcha. I will erase, Hashem says. But the tzaddikim explain, the Svarim HaKadoshim explain, that emcha is in fact the Rashi Tevos of the four heroes of Purim. Take a look, they have it on the page in front of you. Who is Emcha? Esther, Mordechai, the Ches is Charvona, Zachor Latov, as we sing, and Hasach. Hasach, Chazal say, was Daniel. Hasach was bringing the correspondence back and forth between Esther and Mordechai to allow them to communicate. So these four individuals are responsible for, again, bringing about the salvation of Klal Yisrael, at least in a natural sense. Esther, Mordechai, Charvona, and Hasach. And that's the Emcha Zecha Amalek. Hashem says, you'll see, Amalek's going to get a real, they're going to take a real beating in the time period of Purim. Esther, Mordechai, Charvona, and Hasach. If you remember, the Vilna Gaon said, for those who are at that shir, the Vilna Gaon said, Esther, Mordechai, Charvona, and the hay is Hashem. But the truth is, the Vilna Gaon says, every time we fight Amalek, it's Aleph, Mem, Ches, and Hay. So the first battle against Amalek is who? Aaron, Moshe, Chor, right? Aaron and Chor are holding up Moshe's arms. Aaron, Moshe, Chor, and who's the hey? Hashem. When Mashiach comes, who's it going to be? Eliyahu, Mashiach. The Ches, the Vilna Gaon said, is based on the fifth parak of Maseches Sukkah. The Gemara talks about the eight princes. We're going to help bring Mashiach. The Ches, Nesichim, and then the hey is Hashem. In the context of Megillah, the Vilna Gaon says Esther, Mordechai, Charvona, and Hashem. Okay, but other tzaddikim say Esther, Mordechai, Charvona, and Hasach. Okay, so again, another hint in our pasuk. Point is, we're trying to show how in Parshas B'Shalach already hints to the story of Purim. Okay, so far we've seen a Gemara that hints to it, and now we've seen a beautiful Remez that hints to it. But let's go one step further, because there's a big secret in this pasuk that's elaborated upon by the Sefer Bris Kehunas Olam. Pinchas Friedman quotes the Sefer Bris Kehunas Olam, which is a very, very deep Sefer. Extremely deep Sefer. Very hard, very Kabbalistic, but there's a lot of Ramazim hidden within it. And in the Bris Kehunas Olam, he asks a simple question. Right? Or he implies a simple question. Isn't it interesting that there are two different days of Purim? I mean, really, there's five different days of Purim in the first Mishnah Megillah. Right? There's five different days of Purim. Okay, but there's two main days of Purim. Purim and Shushan Purim. The 14th of Adar and the 15th of Adar. It's strange, no? Klal Yisrael should come together. Okay, so we understand historically the battle continued, whatever it was. It's a little strange. It says the Bris Kehunas Olam. It says the Sefer Bris Kehunas Olam. That's also hinted to in our Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? Ki Yad Al Kes Ka. That Amalek places their hand on the throne of Yud and Hey, Hashem's name. What's the gematria of Yad? 14. So we celebrate the 14th of Adar to respond to Amalek. What's the gematria of Yod and Hey, Hashem's name, that Amalek's trying to block out? 15. So says the Bris Kehunas Olam, part of the way that we're metaking the hand of Amalek trying to block out Hashem's presence in this world is what? Is by celebrating Yad and Ka. Yad is Yodalid, the 14th of Adar, and Yod and Hey is the 15th of Adar, and that's why it's so important that we have a Purim and a Shushan Purim, and that also explains why so many people try to celebrate both. Right? I don't live in Shushan. I don't live in a walled city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. My practice, my halacha is Yudalid. Why is there an inyan to get a little bit of both? Because again, part of destroying Amalek is this two-pronged attack to respond to the Yudalid and to respond to the Yud and Hay. But the Yad al Keska should be responded. And the Bris Kehunas Olam goes on with further Ramazan. I left you a blank space to fill it in. He says Keska. What does Amalek try to do? They try to put their hand on the case. Again, look, understand that. Case means what? Case is kisei, missing the aleph. Case is kisei, throne, chair, Hashem's throne, missing the aleph. Okay? Ka, yud and hey, right, is Hashem's name, but it's only half of Hashem's name. Usually God's name is yud, k, vav, k. Half of God's name is blocked out. So Amalek tries to block out Hashem's throne, Hashem's presence, tries to block out Hashem's name, Hashem's influence in the world. And that's what it means, case cut. It's a very dangerous, it's a scary phrase. That a malik blocks out. You don't have the whole kisei. You're missing the aleph. You don't have the whole shame of Hashem. You're missing the vav and the hay. Okay? What's the gematria of case ka? Take a look. I left you a blank space. 95. What else is 95? Fill it in. What else is 95? You want to know what else is 95? Haman is 95. That's right. Very good, Ori. Haman is 95. Now, the Bnei Yisachar also brings that remez. And the Bnei Yisachar adds something that, again, Rav Pinchas Friedman doesn't quote here, but I'll mention it because it's very kedai. So again, Haman is the descendant of Amalek who's trying to block out Hashem's presence in this world. That's part of, we're not going to get into it now, but Motzei Shabbos, I plan on giving a shir on this. If anyone's in the five towns, Motzei Shabbos. You coming? Isaac, you coming? Questel. Motzei Shabbos. You'll be there? Yeah, we're doing it again. Okay? So I'm going to talk about this Motzei Shabbos. The irony that God's name doesn't appear in the Megillah. Right? Yeah? How many times, Zev, how many times does Hashem's name appear in the Megillah? Zero. Zero. Right? Amalek blocks out the presence of Hashem. I will see. It's really been a hafacha. The fact that Hashem's name is not in the Megillah is one of the biggest secrets of the Megillah. It's a Kabbalistic secret. Right? But Amalek tries to block out Hashem's presence. So case ka, the broken throne, and God forbid to say the broken name of Hashem, is Gematria Haman. Because Haman's trying to block out. However, who restores the presence of Hashem to this world? Mashiach. Mashiach comes to restore the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And who does Mashiach come from? David HaMelech. So the way to respond to a Haman, which is Gematria Kes Ka, a broken throne of Hashem, is to restore Kisei David. What's the Gematria of Kisei David? Also 95. Right? So you see the struggle going on here. Malik says Kes Ka, a broken throne of God. Who's trying to do that? Haman, who's Gematria Keska. How do we restore that? Kisei David, which is also Gematria 95. That's how we fight back. We push towards Mashiach. And Amalek is that last bit of klipa that hangs around until Mashiach comes. We have to destroy the last remnant of negativity and evil in the world, and then the Geula can come. Okay? Who's going to lead the battle on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Bris Kuna Solem. Again, I left you a space to fill it in. Case ka milchama l'Hashem. When there's a case, when you recognize that God's presence is being attacked by Amalek, and you make milchama l'Hashem, and you stand up for what's right, right? And you fight back. So says the Bris Kuna Solem. Who was the one who fought back? It's not that one, it's that one over there. Who was the one who fought back? Who fought back? Clever, who led the charge? Who was the Jew in bow? Mordechai. What's the gematria of Mordechai? 274 on the page in front of you. Case ka milchama l'Hashem. Yisrael is 541. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, I knew that's what you're saying. Case ka milchama l'Hashem is gematria of Mordechai. Who's the one who fought against the Malik to restore Hashem's throne? Who fought the battle for Hashem? Again, fill it in. 274 is gematria of Mordechai. Okay? So it's gavaldik. Now again, all of this is hinted to where? In Parshas B'Shalach. So in the original battle of Amalek, you see a lot of hints and undertones of what's going to be in the future. Okay? It's all merum is there. Okay, Chaver, you're good so far? Everyone's with me? You're enjoying, you're smiling, getting it down? To quote Rav Hirsch, yeah, you got to get it down. You guys know Rav Hirsch? One of our Rashi Yeshiva. It's gavaldik yid. Some of our former members are in this year. Okay, Rav Hirsch makes sure people get it down. You got to write it down. I'm going to start being more makbid on this also. Got to write things down. Okay? So what do we have so far? So again, we read Zachar right before Purim because Zachar is about destroying Amalek and Purim is about destroying Amalek. Where do we see that in the original battle of Amalek, where do we see Purim hinted to? First of all, the Gemara darshens that pasuk, Sov, Zo, Zikar, and Basefer. Each of those phrases refers to a different battle against Amalek. Furthermore, the pasuk says, Macho Emcha, and Emcha alludes to the four individuals who will fight for Klal Yisrael, Esther, Mordechai, Charvon, and Arsach, who brought about the miracle, of course, with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiyad al Keska, we have Purim on Yud Dalet and Tezvav, the 2 days, Yad, 14, the 14th of Adar, Ka, Yud Hei, the 15th of Adar, Case calls Gematria Haman. Kisei David tries to fight back. Case calls Milchama L'Hashem. Mordechai is Gematria. Case calls Milchama L'Hashem. Mordechai is leading the charge to fight back. Okay, gavaldic stuff. If you're not smiling, I'm going to throw you out of shir. I'm serious. These are gavaldic Torahs. These are mamish secrets. We don't have to come to Washington Heights, learn Bris Kunas Olam for people not to smile. I'm sorry. I'll send the Bris Kunas Olam back to the Stuchina Rebbe, who learns Bris Kunas Olam with his children. That's like the sefer that they learn together. It's like not, it's not a normal sefer. So if we're going to learn these things, we have to be mechabed it properly. Okay, let's go to the psukim in the Torah that actually describe in Parshas Kiseitze the attitude that we have towards Amalek. Right, the actual Parshas Zachar. What is Parshas Zachar? What psukim do we read? The very end of Parshas Kiseitze, source number 5. Zachor is asher asal lecha Amalek. Remember, recall what Amalek did to you. Where? By derech. He just left Mitzrayim. Right? B'tzeischem Mitzrayim. Now, that goes in two different directions. On the one hand, Amalek chutzpah. After the open miracles of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, you attack us? That's one intonation of B'tzeischem Mitzrayim. Are you crazy? The whole world was scared of us. And you had the chutzpah to come and fight against us. The other way to learn it is to say, Klal Yisrael, we're very weak. We just left Mitzrayim, 210 years of slavery. Leave us alone. Right? So you could say, Amalek, in two directions. Again, remember how they attacked us on the road. Attacking us on the road means, you're crazy, we just left Mitzrayim. Didn't you see what happened to the Egyptians? How dare you start up with us? And also, there's an intonation of, B'tzeischem Mitzrayim, we just left Mitzrayim. We suffered so much. Who takes advantage of such a broken nation like Klal Yisrael and abuses us the way that Amalek did? That's terrible. They're the cruelest people of all time. Okay, and both those intonations of the pasuk are true. Okay, let's read on the Psukim. Asher karcha baderech, that they chanced upon you on the road. Right? Chazal say karcha is a lashon of kriras, of coldness, a lashon of keri, of tuma, a lashon of mikra, of happenstance, everything is by chance, there's no God in the world. Okay, all the attitudes of Amalek. Vayizanev b'cha kol nechashalem acharecha. Vayizanev b'cha. And they killed you, they chopped you down. Rashi says over there in Parshas Kiseitze, makas zanov, that they chopped at the tail. What does it mean, the tail? That they made fun of Bris Milah. They said, "Oh God, you're such a weirdo. You like, you know, you like Jewish babies' foreskin. That's like your thing." They poked fun at the mitzvah milah, which is mamish an Indian of kedusha, kedusha sabris, the foundation of a baby's connection, the marking of his body that it should be connected to Hashem. They made fun of that. So, but they also just push up shot. They killed us, right? They were killing, the attacking the weaklings. Va'ata ayefe ageya. They never rachmanis on us. We were exhausted. A broken nation that just got out of slavery, and Amalek starts up with us. Below Yarei Elokim, and they were not God fearing. Right? Amalek was not God fearing. And therefore, what's our response to Amalek? When a Kaddish Baruch Hu finally gives you rest from all of your enemies, misaviv, surrounding you, Kaddish Baruch Hu gives you the promised land that he said he was going to give to you. End of source number 5. Timcha Ezecher Amalek. Mitachas Hashemayim. Timcha Ezecher Amalek Mitachas Hashemayim. Again, 3 Lashonos in the Torah. Not going to get into it right now. But in Bashalach we have Macho, Emcha, and now here in Kiseitze we have Timcha. Right? Macho, Emcha, Timcha. Rashi Tevos, Emes. Emcha, Macho, Timcha. Emes. Emes means something that lasts forever. Amalek is the antithesis of Emes because Amalek is the thing that is guaranteed to be destroyed. Right? It is the most it tries to hold on for a long time, and it does. Right? But Amalek is what? It says in Balak. Reishis goyim Amalek. Vachriso ade oved. Their end is going to be pure destruction. There's no question. The achris of Amalek is destruction. Chaver, what's the gematria of the word achris? Gematria achris. The pasuk says that. Amalek's going to meet their end. The achris. Their end is going to be destruction. What's the gematria of achris? Achrit. Achrit? How much is it? 619. That's correct. How many mitzvos are there in the Torah? 613. Right? How many mitzvos there are upon another? 7. So how many is that in total? 620. Right? 620 is gematria keser, because it's the crown. The crown of Kodesh Baruch Hu by doing all the mitzvos. Okay? What was the 619th mitzvah ever instituted? Purim. What's 620? Chanukah. That's correct. Purim is 619. So Achris is gematria 619, because the 619th mitzvah of all time is Purim. So Amalek, racist goyim Amalek, you were the first ones to attack us. You had the chutzpah, b'tzeischem Mitzrayim, baderech. But realize, Achrisa, when you get to the Achris, when you get to Achris, the 619th mitzvah, Purim, game over for Amalek. Yeah. Oh, yeah? Cool. Wow.
You wanted me to say.
Okay, gevaldik. It's not. What? Where is Achris? Not in this pasuk. When Bilam in Parshas Balak is saying his prophecies, he says, "Reishis Goyim Amalek." They're the first of the nations. Reishis. They think they're number one. They lead the way. Right. They lead the charge to attack us. But Achris is Oved. Aleph Beis Dalet. It's going to be destruction. The end is destruction. That pasuk's in Parshas Balak. Okay. So, again, here are the psukim that actually make up Parsha Zohar. Okay? Timcha Ezecher Amalek, Mitachas Hashemayim, Lo Tishkach. And don't ever forget. Don't ever forget what Amalek did to you. Okay? Every Yom Tov, De Oraisa, right? The 3 Regalim have parallel Yom Tov. The 3 Regalim have parallel De Rabbanan Yom Tov. So Sukkot and Chanukah go together, Sfas Emes says. And Shavuos and Purim go together. Why do Shavuos and Purim go together? And Pesach, and then the Yom Tov that's going to be when Mashiach comes, is the last one. So how does Shavuos and Purim go together? Kabbalah Satorah, exactly. At our Sinai, we got the Torah, that's Shavuos. On Purim, we re-accepted the Torah, Kimu V'Kiblu, out of love. Yep. So I just realized now, which of the 3 Regalim correspond to the 3 Avos? I mean, how do you match them up? Who's Pesach? Avram's Pesach. Yaakov is Sukkot. Yitzchak is Shavuos. Think about how that is, why that is. A lot to talk about there. Which means that Yitzchak has a connection to Purim. Yeah? Have you following the steps? I'll say it again. Every one of the Shlosh Regalim has a corresponding Derabbanan Yom Tov. So Sukkot has Chanukah. And Pesach is going to have a Yom Tov that has yet to arrive in the world in the times of Mashiach. And Shavuos is Purim. Why is Shavuos Purim? Again, that's based on Tzfas Emes. So why is Shavuos Purim is easy to figure out, because Shavuos is a time of Kabbalah Satorah. And Purim, after the Purim miracle, it says the Jews re-accepted the Torah out of love. That's Gemara and Shabbos. So Purim is also a time of Kabbalah Satorah. Okay? So now I'm telling you what the Torah says. The Torah says, the Arba Turim quotes his brother, who explained that the three regalim correspond to the three avos. Pesach is Avraham, Shavuos is Yitzchak, and Sukkot is Yaakov. Okay? Which means that Yitzchak, who's connected to Shavuos, has to also be connected to who? To what? To Purim. Okay? Yitzchak and Purim. There's a lot to think about there. I just realized one thing, and I just want to share it with you. Because you have a chiddush, I'm going to forget it later if I don't say it out loud. So I'm going to say it out loud. The Tuchina Rebbe always says, there's certain numbers you have to just know. Certain things you have to remember. Okay, he knows a million more than most people. But when he says things enough times, hopefully it sticks in your head. Yeah? What's the gematria of Yitzchak in Miloy? It means spell out the letters of Yitzchak's name. Yud, Tzadi, Ches, Kuf. Let's work that out. Let's see if we can connect it to Purim. Let's try to understand the full name of Yitzchak. Yud, Tzadi, Ches, Kuf. So how much is Yud? Yud is 20. Let's try. Yud Vav Dalet, okay. 20 and Tzadi. Let's try Tzadi. Sometimes it's Tzadik, but let's try Tzadi. So it's 20. Tzadi is how much? 102. Not 104. I'm sorry, 104. Okay, what's next? Ches. Let's try it with Yud. 418. Sometimes with Yud, sometimes without. Kuf. There's only one way to spell Kuf. Kuf Vav Pei. 186. So what do we have? 20, 104, 418, and 186. Who's got the magic number? You mask him? Don't trust me. Are you mask him? Don't trust. 20 plus 104, 418, 186. It's Gematria Tishkach. It's Gematria Tishkach. 728 is Gematria Tishkach. So Chino always says, Yaakov and Miloy is Tismach, Yitzchak and Miloy is Tishkach. So what does it say about Amalek? What's the last word about, what's the last word in Parsha Zachar? Remember what Amalek did to you? Lo Tishkach. Tishkach is Gematria Yitzchak and Miloy. If you spell out the letters of Yitzchak's name, it's Gematria Tishkach. So you see that Yitzchak takes Achrayas. Yitzchak is Shavuos. Shavuos is Purim. Right? Shavuos is Kabbalah Satorah. Purim is Kabbalah Satorah. That means if Yitzchak is connected to Shavuos, that means Yitzchak has to be connected to Purim. If Yitzchak is connected to Purim, where is Yitzchak connected to Purim? There's a lot of things we could say. Yitzchak is Osios Ketz Chai, the Zohar says. A lot to talk about there. Because Purim was Tchias HaMeisim. The Jews were dead and then they lived. Right? Haman was going to kill us and then we survived. So Yitzchak has a lot to do with Tchias HaMeisim. People say that Purim is Mamish Tchias HaMeisim. We were as good as dead. Right? I told you the Vilna Gaon on Sunday. The Jews mourned themselves. They thought they were dead. And then they totally lived. Haman didn't kill a single one. So that's the Indian of Yitzchak. It's Mamash Tchias HaMeisim. Yitzchak is Osios Ketz Chai. Ketz Chai has to do with Tchias HaMeisim. But Tishkach, the last word over here, is Gematria Yitzchak and Miloy. Okay? Got it? Maybe? Okay, that was extra. I just thought of it now, so I had to share it. Okay, good. Thank you, Hashem. Let's keep going. Says the Zohar in source number 6, who is our greatest enemy ever? Who's our worst enemy? There is no one as bad as Amalek. Take a look at source number 6. Get the words down. Tachazi, come and see. Min yoma di izbari alma, from the day that the world was created. Min yoma, from the day. Di izbari alma, that the world was, right, bara, was created. Ad hahu zimna, until that time, until we battled Amalek. U'me'ahu zimna ad the yaisi malka mashicha, and from that time until Mashiach comes. Right? Meaning the Zohar is saying, if you look through the entirety of world history, v'afilu b'yomei d'gog u'magog, and when even you think about the treacherous things that are going to happen in the world in the final battle for Mashiach, very scary things. And yet, lo yishtakach chavase, you will not find anyone like him. Who's this referring to? This is Zohar and B'Shalach. It's talking about Amalek. There is no battle in history. Milchama la'ashem ba'amalek midor ador, in every generation. Lav begin chaylin, takifin, v'sagin, It's not that they have the strongest chayalim. It's not that they have the strongest soldiers. El begin de bechol sitrin to kuchabrichu have. But because they try to surround God on all sides. There is no enemy as bad in history as Amalek because they try to surround us. That's why the Pasuk says, what does the Pasuk say? Go back to the Pasuk. Pasuk Yud Tes. When your enemies that surround you are no longer surrounding you, kill Amalek. Because Amalek is the enemy that surrounds you. The Zohar says it's not that they're the strongest. It's not that they have the greatest military skills. Right? It's that they're the craziest. They think they can attack God. They try to surround God on all sides. They try to block out the presence of Hashem. Kiyad al kes ka. It's unbelievable what Amalek tries to do. So there's no battle in history as bad as Amalek. And the question is, what's the inion of Amalek? What is their inion? Where do they come? Who do they come from? What is this? Think about it. Rav Pinchas Friedman says, when the Jews left Mitzrayim, how did the whole world respond? We say it in Az Yashir. How did the world respond? They were shaking. The world was so scared of us. The whole world was trembling. When they heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, the world was shaking. No one would dare start up with the Jews. And Amalek comes and they start up with the Jews. What's the pshat? Oz nivalu alufei Edom. The whole world was nival, was shaking from Klal Yisrael. And Amalek could care less. Right? And the Zohar says they're the worst. Why? What are they? What are they trying to do? How did they get so bad? What's their mission statement? What is Amalek trying to do to us? Okay, so let's come back to Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, you all know very well that the Jewish people left on the 49th level of Tumah. Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, the last source on side one, that the Jewish people took their bread, which wasn't properly baked, because they were chased out of Mitzrayim. Ve'lo yachlu lihisma me'ah. They were not able to delay. The Arizal explains very famously in the Siddur Arizal, in the section on the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we've all heard this before, that the Jewish people couldn't wait a second longer, lo yachlu lesmameya, because if they would have waited a moment longer, then what would have happened? They would have fallen to level 50, and a point of no return is level 50. So they had to get out at the last, they got out at the last second of level 49, lo yachlu lesmameya, they couldn't wait a second longer, because spiritually had they fallen, had stayed a second longer, they'd fall to level 50, and level 50 is a point of no return. Yes? Okay. Right? The Pesukim seem themselves to contradict each other. Okay. It says they ran out of Kigarshim Mitzrayim, but lo yachlis mameya. Okay. Good question. Not going to go into that now, but it's a good question. It's a good Pesach share. The fast and slow of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Definitely what to talk about there. Okay? We were on the 49th level of Tumah, and the angels were complaining against us. Meaning when we got to the Yam, when we were standing by the Yam Suf, the angels in Shemayim, especially the Yetzer Hara, whose name is Samach, Mem, Aleph, and Lamed, as we'll see in the Medrash in 1 second, turn over to side 2, they complained against us. The heavens complained against us. The heavens said, this is not fair. Why should the Jews leave? Now, I want to just clarify. Each level of Tumah has many levels within it. When we say we're on the 49th level of Tumah, it means we're on the lowest rung of the 49th level of Tumah. The Reish Chaim HaKadosh says we had reached the Nekuda Achrona. The last, but we were mamash hanging by a thread. Another second, we'd be dead. That would be the end of Klal Yisrael. So it was like, oh, we just got started at the 49th level of Tumah. No, we were deep into the 49th level of Tumah. We were down to the Nekuda Achrona of the 49th level of Tumah. And then Hashem comes and He takes us out. So we get to the Yam Suf, and in Shemayim, the Sitra Achra is laughing at us. And he's right. Al Pi Din, he's right. We're a bunch of clowns. We don't deserve to be saved. Mamash the lowest people. And Hashem is going to take us and give us His Torah. Says the Medrash, source number 8, Amr Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, B'yashah sheyatzu Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim. When the Jews left Mitzrayim, Amad Samael, that's the Malach, that's the name of the Yetzirah, Samach Mem, we usually call him the Samach Mem. We don't usually pronounce his name, I just wanted to say it so you know how it's pronounced. The Samach Mem. Sam means poison. Right? He also has Aleph and Lamed in his name, which is the name of God. The Samach Mem, also known as the Malach HaMavis, the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra, call him whatever you want, the Satan. He came lekatreg osan. What does lekatreg mean? To incriminate, to prosecute us. Pishash yatu yisom mitzrayim, amad samach mem hamalach lekatreg osan, amar lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono sha'olam. So the malach turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, this is a joke. Ad achshav hayu elu ovdim avodas kochavim. These people are on the lowest level. V'ata koreya lehem es hayam. and you're going to split the sea for them? Why would you help them? These Jews don't deserve to be saved. Now let's ask a question. Let's slow down for half a second here. Right, we're in a very low place. The Medrash says that in heavens there are angelic forces fighting against us. Why did we get out on level 49? And why couldn't we get out on level 50? Let's clarify that question a little bit. So we know that there's 50 levels of Tumah, which means correspondingly there have to be 50 levels of Kedusha. Okay? Who took us out of Mitzrayim? God. Great. Who else took us out of Mitzrayim? Moshe Rabbeinu. What level was Moshe Rabbeinu on in Kedusha? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that there are 50 gates of Bina, of understanding, and Moshe had 49. So the Shlach Kadosh explains, if your leader's on level 49 of holiness, so he can only take you out of level 49 of Tumah. If your leader's not on level 50 of holiness, he can't get you out of level 50 of unholiness. So because Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what the Shlach Kadosh explains, because Moshe Rabbeinu in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chaval from Abayis tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu is on level 49 of holiness, so he can only get Klal Yisrael out of level 49 of Tumah. Take a look, the Gemara is on the page in front of you. Nun Share Bina Nivru Ba'olam. There are 50 gates of Bina, of understanding. Take my word for it, Bina has a lot to do with Tshuva. So there's 49 levels, the 50 levels of redemption from a low place. V'kula Nitnu L'Moshe Chasar Echad. And Moshe had 49 of them. Okay, so if your tzaddik is only on level 49, he can only help you if you sink to level 49 of negativity. If your tzaddik's on level 50, then you can fall to level 50 and he can still pull you out. Okay? So Mitzrayim, we were on level 49. We Hashem waited as patiently as he could, hoping we would do tshuva ourselves. We didn't. Hashem said last minute, Moshe, go get the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Save the Jewish people from Mitzrayim. Rav Pinchas Friedman says it has a lot to do with the staff that Moshe's carrying around all the time. The staff's called a mateh. Memtes, which is 49, and the hay is the first hay of Hashem's name, which is Bina in the Sfira. So I'm not going to go into that right now.
No,
I'm not going to go into that right now because we don't have time. Okay, but just know that Mateh means Memtes, levels of Bina, which is exactly what the Gemara says about Moshe Rabbeinu. Nun Shari Bina, he had 49. That's why he's always walking around doing the Makos with his Mateh, because that's his Madrega. Memtes is 49, and hay, in Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, the first hay of Hashem's name, is Keneged, the Sfira of Bina. Okay? Tshuva. Okay. Gvaldik. However, you have to understand. 4/5 of Klal Yisrael didn't get out of Mitzrayim, yeah?
How does it work exactly like with the levels of Tumah? Doesn't mean that literally every single Jew is on the same level.
So that's what we're about to learn, exactly. What we're about to learn from the Bnei Yisachar is that you know what happened to those Jews, the 4/5 who died in the darkness? What happened to those Jews? The Bnei Yisachar says they fell to level 50. Some Jews dropped down, right? Think about it. The small percentage that was saved, the 1/5 that got out, yeah? The 1/5 that got out were on the 49th level of Tumah. What happened to the 4/5 who died in Choshech? You know what happened to them? They fell into the darkness. They fell into level 50. In the future, the Bnei Yisachar says in Mashiach's time they'll also have a tikkun, but for the time being, they were lost. So now, Chevra, let's think about this for a second. There were Jews in Mitzrayim who fell to level 50. Some Jews who got out were on 49.99999, right? They were mamish hanging on by a thread. Mamish hanging on by a thread. So now they come to the Yam. They're standing at the Yam. And the Malachim and Shavai were saying, this is a joke. What's the difference between 50 and 49.9999? It's the same thing. These Jews are terrible. You're going to split the sea for them? Pasuk in Eicha tells us in source number 11. The Pasuk says in Eicha, look at the end of the Pasuk. Ki gadol kiyam shivrech, Hashem, your ability to destroy, to break, is as powerful as the ocean. Mi yirpa lach. So Rav Pinchas Friedman, I think it's his own chiddush, he doesn't quote anyone who says this. You know what this pasuk is talking about? How many words in that phrase have the gematria of 50? Yam is gematria of 50. Mi is gematria of 50. Lach is gematria of 50. When the Jews were at the Yam, you know what that means, the Yam? You know what those raging waters in front of them were? Yam is gematria 50. The Jews were standing there, trapped by the ocean, trapped by the water, trapped by the Yam Suf. The angel said, Yam, these Jews are holding by 50. They're level 50 of Tumah. You're going to split apart level 50 and let them cross through on dry land? These Jews deserve to get the yam, level 50. Drown them in the ocean, like the mitzvah. What are they? Halalu of the Avodah Zarah, halalu of the Avodah Zarah. They're not any better or worse than the mitzvah. They're as terrible as the mitzvah. So says the pasuk, mi yirpa lach. Mi is also gematria 50. That the yam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at Klal Yisrael at the yam. And where are they holding? They're at the yam suf. Suf means the edge. Their mamish is at the edge of the yam. They're on 49.999999. Their mamish a second away from the yam. From level 50 of Tumah. And the mitzvah are trying to chase them into the yam. Trying to push them to level 50. Because the mitzvah, no, if we can get the Jews to cross that line, then God's never going to save them. Level 50, it's game over. They can't be saved. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis on Klal Yisrael, who were not at level 50, were extremely close. They were mamish by the yam suf. They're at the edge of the yam, the edge of level 50. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the sea, kriyas yam suf, and Hashem gave them a Yeshua. Okay? Hashem saved those Jews. Mitzrayim was trying to push us to level 50. We were holding on mamish 49.99999. It says the Divrei Chaim, in source number 12, Chaver, stay with me. A Malek is level 50. Krisa Zera Malek. The Divrei Chaim writes in Parshas Emor that Krisa Zera Malek, the destruction of a Malek, the Gam Hu Neged HaKadusha, Kol El Kol Nun Shari Tuma. Just like there's 50 levels of holiness, so too there are 50 levels of Tuma, as we know from Mitzrayim. Who is level 50? Level 50 says the Divrei Chaim is a Malek. V'hu B'koach Bozui Ma'od. They're the lowest of the low. Mamish, the tumah of the tumah. Asher karcha baderech, a lashon of carry, which means tumah, like a baal carry. Mamish, a big, big tumah a malik is. A malik is level 50. Yeah? And therefore, a malik is trying to partner with Mitzrayim to destroy the Jewish people. Now, again, it's getting a little late. Rav Pinchas Friedman has a whole explanation. Where was a malik in Mitzrayim? Where do you see a malik there? He explains it based on the Erev Rav and the firstborns of Mitzrayim. I don't want to go into it right now. It's a little bit complicated, but I'll tell you very simple. Who told Paro the Jews left Mitzrayim? Who inspired Paro to chase after, he doesn't bring this, but who inspired Paro to chase after Klal Yisrael to the water? By Yugad LeParo, Paro was informed, Ki Barach, that they had fled. Who told them? You know who told them? You know what the Baal Turim says? Baal Turim says Amalek told them. A Malek told Paro that the Jews fled, and then Paro gets his chariots and runs to the ocean, runs to the water. The Baal Turim says, how do I know that? Because the Pasuk says they told Paro. Paro was informed, ki barach, that Klal Yisrael fled, barach is fled. Ki is gematria 30, barach is gematria 210, ki barach is gematria Malek. A Malek told Paro that the Jews fled. Okay? So there's no question that a Malek is the ones who's trying to get us to go into level 50, because they are level 50. They are the tumah of level 50. Amalek is trying to pull us all the way down. So let's go back to Parsha Zachor. How does Parsha Zachor begin? Chaver, what's the opening words? Tell me. No, Chaver, tell me. Source number 5. Zachor. Yeah? Zachor. Remember what? Eis asher asa lecha, Amalek. What's lecha? What's lecha? 50. Remember how Amalek tried to take you to level 50. Zachor is asher asal lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek wanted to do to you. But look, remember how Amalek wanted to do lecha. They wanted to take you down to level 50. B'derech b'tzeischem Mitzrayim. You just left Mitzrayim. You were on 49.999. And Amalek was trying to tip the scale to the point of no return. Remember what Amalek tried to do to you. And therefore, emcha azecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you. Acho emcha azecha Amalek. Remember to fight back. Esther, Mordechai, Charvona, Hasach, realize how close it was to complete destruction. That's why we have a hatred for Amalek. Jews don't hate people. For Amalek we hate. Because they mamish wanted to destroy us, and they wanted to do lecha. Zachor, Eis, Asher, Asal, lecha, Amalek. They wanted to bring you to the level lecha, level 50. Okay? However, let's circle back one last time to the battle of Amalek in Parshas Bashalach. Okay? We're almost done. Stay with me. Source 13. Vayavo Amalek. Amalek arrived. Ve'ilachim im Yisrael b'Rafidim. They caused the Jews to fight against them in Rafidim. Chazal say Rafidim sherafu yadayim in a Torah. They made us weak. They made our hands weak from Torah. Ve'yomer Moshe Yoshua, b'char lanu anashim. V'tzei hilachim ba'amalek. Go fight against Amalek. Machar anochi nitzav al rosh ha'giva. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to stand at the top of that hill, that cliff. Umatei Elokim biyadi. And I'm going to have the staff of God in my hand. And Yeshua gathers the people, and Moshe goes up. And when Moshe raises his hands, what happens? Klai Yisrael win the war. When Moshe lowers his hands, Klai Yisrael loses the war. And the Pasuk says that Aaron and Hur are supporting the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu to hold up his weakened hands. And in the end, Klai Yisrael are victorious over Amalek. Why did Moshe need to stand on a mountain, on a cliff, on a high place, and raise up his hands? Machar anochi nitzav al Rosh HaGevah. I'm going to raise up my hands with the staff of God. Well, what's going on here? So we said before, the staff of God, Mateh represents the Memtaseh, the 49 levels that he had. If you raise up that staff, you're trying to raise it up to what? From 49 to 50. You're trying to raise it up to 50 in Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up the mountain. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, I know that I'm only on level 49, but if we're going to fight against Amalek, we need level 50 of holiness. So Moshe goes up to the highest place he can find, and he raises up his staff. What does that mean? Spiritually, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to try to borrow from level 50. I need to reach into level 50. You know where Moshe was standing? I never knew this until I learned this piece from Shilai Pinchas. You know where Moshe was standing? What was this mountain? It's a famous mountain. Har Sinai. The Ibn Ezra says that the mountain that Moshe was standing on was Har Sinai. And it makes perfect sense. Vayavo Amalek, vayilachem im Yisrael berefidim, sharafu yadeyam in a Torah. Amalek tried to disconnect us from Torah. Torah, by the way, gives us the ability to reach level 50. We said in the past, the Rechaim HaKadosh says, we couldn't fall to level 50 in Mitzrayim because we didn't have Torah. If you have the Torah, you can get out of level 50. When the Jewish people got the Torah at Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael were on level 50. Moshe Rabbeinu himself got to level 50 at Har Sinai. Now again, this is taking place before Har Sinai. So Moshe says, I know that I'm going to get to level 50 soon. I need to borrow from level 50. I know I'm really on level 49. What does the Gemara actually say? The Arizal says, read the Gemara. What does it say? Read the Gemara, source number 9. Who wants to read it? Isaac, read the Gemara. Nun Shari Bina. They were all given to Moshe, minus one. What's the pshat? They weren't all given to Moshe. Right? So says the Arizal, no, they were all given to Moshe. He did have level 50. Moshe himself would get to level 50. Right? Cheda Ega would knock him back down to level 49. But Moshe really had a shaykhis to level 50. When Moshe Rabbeinu dies at the end of his life, Moshe Rabbeinu reaches level 50. Look at source 14. Vaya'al Moshe me'arvos Moav el har Nevo, and that's where Moshe is going to die. Tzadikim explain that Moshe went up from Arvos Moav. What's the gematria of Moav? 14, source 14. What's the gematria of Moav? 49. Moshe went up from Arvos Moav, went up from level 49 to what? To Har Nevo. Nevo is Nunbo. He finally, level 50 entered him. He finally entered into level 50. When Moshe dies, he reaches level 50. Again, at Har Sinai, he got a taste of it. Cheda Egel brought him down. What did Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu when the Egel took place? Hashem says, Lech, raid. What does Lech, raid mean? Lech is 50, raid, bring it down. Back to 49. Lech, raid, take 50 and bring it back down. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a sheikhis to level 50. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, if I'm going to fight against the Malek, I know that I need level 50. So he went up to Har Sinai, the place where he would one day reach level 50. And he raised up his staff, Mateh, Memtaseh. He raised up his staff to try to reach to level 50. Yeah? And what does he say? What are the words of Moshe? Look at the words again. They're bolded in source 13. Machar Anochi Nitzav Arosh HaGivah. Does Anochi mean anything to you? Anochi Hashem Lokecha. On this mountain, Hashem is going to say, Anochi Hashem Lokecha, Asher Otseisicha Meretz Yitzrayim. This is the place where God's going to give the Ten Commandments. The Aseret HaDibros. Hashem begins by saying what? Anochi. So Moshe says, Machar, in the future, tomorrow. Right? Anochi, Nitzav, Al Rosh HaGivah. Anochi Hashem Elkecha is going to be on the top of this mountain. So Moshe borrowed that. And he used that to destroy Amalek. He used that to destroy Amalek. The Pasuk says in Micha, in source 15, that at the end of time, we're going to again come back to this battle level 50. Again, I've told you, Tzadikim say that Bezman is there, we're in level 50. The Tuchina Rebbe said on Shushan Purim that the 50 states of America is the 50th gate of Tumah. It's 50. And just like the Medrash says, there's a hot Gehenna and a cold Gehenna. There's a Hawaii and there's Alaska. It doesn't make sense. How could they be part of the same country? He explained there's 48 and then there's another two. Mamish, right? But the tzaddikim say, kfira and apikorsis, amalek, that's level 50. We're living in it. We're in level 50 right now. But we have the Torah that was given on the Giva, on the mountaintop, right? In the place where Moshe Rabbeinu stood. Ah, Giva, now I see, Giva, HaGiva. Another remez here, okay, not now.
We have time.
So late. One of the big Purim numbers is 936. It has to do... There's no 936 on the page. It has to do with... It has to do with... What was the when Yosef and his brothers got together? His mom is a totally different shir. When Yosef and his brothers got together, the pasuk says they drank wine together. Yeah, it was the first time the brothers had anything to drink. Chazal say since they sold Yosef. So there's a lot of Purim also in the suda of Yosef and his brothers. It was a Purim suda. Okay, and then Yosef's whole thing with the goblet took place. What's Yosef's goblet called? What's the name of Yosef's goblet? His goblet is called the Gvia. Yeah, Gvia. So. You have to trust me on this one. The tzaddikim talk about Gvia as being 13 times 72. Yod Gimel, and then Ayin Beis. Just take my word for it. Okay? 13 times 72 is 936. Esther plus Mordechai is 935, with the kol is 936. Okay? It's just Ikvaz the Mashiach is 936. A lot of things are 936. It's a good number. Nah, it's 935 plus the call out to put them together is 936. Yeah? So Moshe Rabbeinu, it says here, and again, there's a lot of Purim Torah about Gvia and the goblet and drinking wine and 936, Esther and Mordechai, there's a lot of Torahs about that. So it says here that Moshe went up to where? Al Rosh HaGiva.
What else? Esther, Mordechai, and
what? Esther plus Mordechai, yeah, for the Mashiach, a lot of things. We said a bunch in the past. Hanukkah, we had a lot of 936s. It's a good number for the end of days. Yeah, so it says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to what? To Rosh HaGiva. So HaGiva is also the same as Gvia. It's just two Hays instead of a Yud. See it? Moshe went to that. So that's also, there's a lot of Purim hinted in that. HaGiva, that's the place where Moshe went to defeat Amalek. It's also this Inyan. Okay. So let's finish up. So Moshe Rabbeinu reaches up to level 50 because he knows if I want to defeat Amalek, which is the 50th level of Tumah, I need to borrow from the Torah, which is Har Sinai, the 50th level of Kedusha. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu does. And that's exactly how we're going to defeat Amalek in the end of days. Says the Pasuk in Micha describing our world today. Ki meitzeischem eretz Mitzrayim. Just like I took you out of Mitzrayim, erenu niflaos. So too, I'm going to show you wondrous things in the future. To bring Mashiach, you're going to see bigger miracles than you saw in Mitzrayim. So the tzaddikim explain, erenu niflaos, niflaos is nun plaos. Take a look, I have it on the page in front of you, 15. Nun plaos. Right? Nun plaos means what? You're going to have to enter into the 50th gate of wonderment. Pella, Bina, there's a lot going on there. But you're going to have to attain level 50 in terms of good things in order to defeat Amalek once and for all, which is level 50 of bad things. How many times does it talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Torah? The Vilna Gaon says 50 times. 49 times Moshe talks about it. One time God talks about it. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Tzisichem Eretz Yisrael. Hashem is level 50. Hashem says, Emcha, I will destroy Amalek. You're going to just help out, but I'm going to be the one to finish the job. So, however, last but not least, the last thing we need to know is that when Haman wanted to destroy Mordechai, the Svarim tell us in second to last source, the Aris Devash, Rav Yonasan Eibshitz tells us, HaMekubalim Amru Ki Mordechai Gilgul Nitzutz Moshe. That Mordechai and Moshe Rabbeinu are Gilgulim of one another. Mordechai is a reincarnation of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a lot of Torah about Moshe and Mordechai. A lot of connections. Mordechai HaYehudi, Mordechai HaTzadik, was a reincarnation of Moshe Rabbeinu. And of course, Haman is Amalek. So says the Pasuk in Source 16, Vatomer lo zeresh ishto v'cholo avav, yasu eitz gevoa chamishim ama. How tall was Haman's gallows that he intended to kill Mordechai on? How tall was it? 50 amos. Why 50 amos? You have to ask, why 50 amos? Why not 100 amos? Why not 10 amos? Is there something magical about 50 amos? The answer is yes. In the Sefer Priates and Parshas Tetzaveh, he says, of course there is. It's all these 50s. Zachor is Asher Asa Lecha Amalek, level 50. Remember what Amalek tried to do to you. Haman tried to make a gallows 50 amos high. Because you know what Haman thought? Just like Moshe was on level 49, so maybe Mordechai is also on level 49. Maybe he can't reach level 50. What he didn't realize is that Moshe did reach level 50. When Moshe died, he reached level 50. He went up from Moab, 49, to Har Nevo, Nunbo. He went to level 50. And therefore, Vinahafechu, Haman, of course, Amalek ended up in the 50th level of Tumah. Amalek ended up being destroyed, and Haman himself was hanged from those gallows. And the Chida brings a remnant to this idea. And the final source, he says, Ish Yehudi is Gematria Moshe, to show again that link between Moshe and Mordechai. Okay? But this is the story, Chavra, of the battle against Amalek. Amalek is always trying to take us into the lowest Tumah, and we have to try to lift ourselves up to the level of Nun, to the Shari Kedusha, the Nun levels of holiness. That's the only way we can survive. Again, the Orachayim HaKadosh says that level 50 is Torah. When we got to Torah, and we heard, Anoch Hashem Lokecha, Asher Tzisich Meretz Mitzrayim, that was God telling us that even in the 50th level of Mitzrayim, with the Torah, you can get out. So Mir Hashem, we should be Jews who understand our place in the world. Yeah, this is it. We're the final generation. This is the Ikkus of the Mashiach. This is where it all wraps up. So Mir Hashem, we should be able to defeat Amalek once and for all by clinging to the Torah, by reaching high levels of Ruchnius, which Moshe Rabbeinu paved the way for us. And then Mir Hashem, each and every one of us, like the Pasuk said, as we left Mitzrayim, Erenu Niflaos, we'll see Nun Plaos. We'll see wondrous things as we enter into the Shar Nun of Kedusha with Mashiach from here b'meinu amen. Thanks for sticking it out. Gotta immerse yourself in it.